It's an extraordinary moment in history. It's a period of growing social unrest, of political unrest, of labor unrest. This is happening around the world, and it's happening right here in the United States.
The original sort of social compact that was created sort of post-World War II, at the time that the ILR school was formed, where you had a very clear sense of what government's role was, what business's role was, and the role of labor, has really changed, you know, exponentially.
We are at a sea change in the labor movement, whether you're looking at the public sector, in terms of the challenges that we have faced nationally and on a state level. When you look at attacks on labor unions.
We need to begin to talk about what we have in common rather than what divides us. And if the Worker Institute can help people not look just at their slice of the pie, but look at how people earn livings in the country and in the world and what they have in common, I think it'll help.
We think there are some major decisions to be made that have to do with politics, that have to do with society, that have to do with the workplace, that have to do with the place of labor. In society, and that those decisions have to be made in the coming years. And we want to be part of that. That's the purpose of the Worker Institute, is to engage in that that dialogue.
Lots of workers, whether they be restaurant employees, domestic workers, taxi cab workers, farm workers, are saying, how do we get a voice in this new economy?
Well, I think what is really exciting is that Cornell is really looking out at the next workforce. What's this next economy? What's the future? And that's where I think freelancers really play a role, because they are the quintessential networked workers, and there's not going to be such a thing as the workplace anymore.
There are many of us that are excluded from traditional labor laws. We organize, we represent, we protect the workers. You know, and in that sense of the word, we are a union. We're a different model of a union, a modern day union, in light of what's happened to our economy, where the fastest growing segment of our workforces are being excluded from traditional organizing.
These workers will be the ones, by telling us what they think and what they need and what they want us to do, they in effect will be architecting the next safety net.
One role that we hope to play is the role of a think tank. We're not only a think tank, we're a lot more than that.
We want to use the research capabilities that we have here in the ILR school, both with our resident and extension faculty, to really focus in on those critical issues and to really change the public policy debate.
We have to build a global sustainable society, and this means working with the governments of other countries. It means our unions working with the unions of other countries.
We have to actually enable workers to have the tools and conditions they need, as well as the economic respect and dignity.
I see tremendous hope with the Worker Institute, particularly, you know, being in a prestigious institution like Cornell. And we're really looking forward to this partnership.
I know our union and many unions across the city and the country and even globally are really looking at this launch as an exciting opportunity to get ahead and to do what's needed to protect workers throughout this country and throughout the world globally.